stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the CDC is nervous. They're nervous. They are. They're shaking. They're quaking. And there's not an earthquake in Atlanta on, what is that road? Clifton Road, near Emory University, right there on the campus where I spent a few years.
Your old stomping ground.
Yeah, I know. And, wow, the CDC, they, you know, listen, they were on the way out in the 1970s. And, you know, the war on cancer was, you know, ramping up. They wanted in on it. And, of course, there were virologists all searching. Is the virus the cause of cancer? Last hour, we pretty much defeated that concept in terms of the human papillomavirus causing cervical cancer and tonsillar cancer based on the phoniness of the PCR identifying the causative agent in any infection, much less cancer. But there are a lot of other things when we talk about causative agents in disease that cannot be looked at, will not be looked at, or are really suppressed in even by the CDC, especially by them. And that is the vaccine as it relates to causing, brain inflammation, encephalopathy. I mean, it's acknowledged if you say that, they're a little more open to that. But if you say the word autism, of course, then the denials come out and they say no.
Oh, don't you dare. Don't you dare bring that.
But in the meantime, you know, tens of thousands, is it hundreds of thousands, is it more? Of children are being damaged every day, and particularly now in hunting season here, as we're heading in toward the end of August, which is back to school time for a lot of folks. And hunting season is not when you're going out hunting deer and elk and bear or whatever you're hunting. It's literally the school system supporting basically open season on children by the medical industrial complex, the vaccinologists who are looking at every child as a pincushion. Listen, you don't have enough needles in you, little boy, little girl. And now that you're a little or a bigger boy, you're, you know, teen or a little or bigger girl, you're a teen or even just a preteen, we're going to get you again with something called Gardasil or Cervarix, which even one of the makers, if you will, the developers of it acknowledge, as we covered last hour, does not prevent the disease and could be as dangerous or more dangerous than the actual thing they claim it's going to prevent. Now we're dealing with generations of children that are vaccine injured. Sometimes folks will get offended if I say vaccine damage, but you understand the context, which I mean. If something comes in, it damages you. It's not a slight on you that I'm saying something is wrong with you per se. You understand? But the injury, the injury is very real. You
political correctness. You
it happens everywhere. I know that. And I'm sensitive, especially. I mean, can you imagine being a parent, and you are, Super Don, if one of your kids had been injured by a vaccine? I mean, sure. I would be absolutely beside myself livid, especially when you realize the doctor should have known better. That there's enough information, if you would just look for it, to find out how dangerous this is. Or even if you're not a scientist, you could step back and look and say, what is in that vaccine? Mercury?
Nope.
Well, what do we know about mercury? The second most toxic substance on planet Earth that we know of? Well, how is that good to put in there? Well, it's just a preservative. Oh, well, we removed it from all the vaccines, but we really didn't. As we find out, the subcomponents of these vaccines that are supposedly mercury-free still contain the mercury. So
that's
just one thing of many things. And this hour, we've got someone who knows all too well what's in them. And in fact, he knows all too well what the CDC has been trying to hide and cover up. The fact that the science supports our contention that vaccines do indeed damage the brain and nervous system. They do indeed damage the gastrointestinal system and many other systems and result in brain abnormalities and autism. And even what I would call the phony disease of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Things along those lines. All of these things relate back to the primary assault on the immune system and the health of innocent little babies. We talked about the hepatitis B vaccine yesterday. How if you want to have a baby in a hospital and you want to be sure not to get a Hep B vaccine, you got to go to Vietnam. because they figured it out before we did in America, that there's no reason to give a baby a Hep B shot because they don't have an immune system to even react to produce antibodies to the so-called hepatitis B, by the way, which can be countered with silver hydrosol, can be countered with homeopathy, can be basically remedied by a health, restoring health to the liver.
Not to mention the fact it's a disease, it's almost impossible for them to get anyway.
Yeah, exactly, except for the little babies that are crawling away when mom and dad's not looking to get a tattoo with a dirty needle.
That's right.
You know, or share a needle with an intravenous drug user, or attend a wild sex party. Now, this is the insanity of modern medicine. I'm sorry. Those of you who still, you know, love and respect your doctor, maybe if your doctor appears on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you can love and respect him. Because we do, when they appear here, I don't bring them on to be contentious. That's why, you know, it's just a different show. I mean, I do it, but they're not interested in coming on board and having to speak about this.
Right.
And when I go to someone who is my guest this hour, he's coming up right now, my favorite PhD. Can we do this? Like, my favorite Martian, but he's not a Martian. He's a real
music.
He's a real dad, and he's a dad whose child has been injured by a vaccine, and he's on a crusade to let this not happen to any other children. And because of his activities and Freedom of Information Act request to the CDC, the word on the street is they're going after him, they're harassing him. And I want to cover this story and more right now with Brian Hooker. He's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Brian, my friend, it is so good to have you on board.
Well, thank you for having me back, Robert. It's always a pleasure and a privilege, and your show is expanding and you're expanding listenership, and I'm so excited for you. Everybody needs to listen to your show. Everybody needs to get this type of information, and it's so unsettling. It's so startling, but it needs, you know, it's going to save lives. Because
yes.
The current course that we are on as a nation basically is death and destruction.
Yes, and you know firsthand because of your experience with your own child, your son, and that's what,
correct,
you know, opened your eyes from being, you know, and you still are a PhD researcher, very schooled in ability to know how what we call the mainstream of medicine and the scientific community operates, how to get grants for research proposals and publishing and peer-reviewed literature. It's not like you're a stranger. In fact, that makes you doubly dangerous to that arena or industry because it's, you know, they can try to target a parent whose child has been injured and say, well, you're just a parent. We're sorry for what happened, but you can't possibly know about the vaccines. They're completely safe. But you didn't hold off at that level, and you said, no, I'm going to dig up the research because I think the CDC might be hiding something they don't want us to know.
Right. No, to give a little background to folks that, maybe haven't heard me on the radio, on your show before, I started back in 2003, actually, and was directly contacting CDC scientists because of some of the issues that I saw in their earlier research. There was a sort of statistical nonsense that I really didn't understand. And also, because some documents appeared very early via the Freedom of Information Act, this was by others, not by me, it showed that there were astronomical risks associated with them. At that point, I was focusing only on thimerosal, containing vaccines that have mercury in them. And when I saw that, I wanted answers. And so I was directly contacting CDC scientists. When that became a dead end, then I resorted to only doing Freedom of Information Act requests, and part of it was just because of the harassment when I was trying to contact CDC scientists directly, and the questions that I would ask them, they did not like the comments that I made in terms of what I saw, they did not like. And so, therefore, there was a significant amount of harassment at that particular point in time. And then, you know, once I went to just submitting FOIA requests, laying low, receiving the information, looking for the information, things did calm down a bit. Now that, I'm fully active, we filed lawsuits against the CDC in D.C. Federal Court in 2011, then the rhetoric has ratcheted back up. And there, the amount of harassment and the types of intimidation, subtle inferences of extortion that has been done by CDC employees directly has been extremely unsettling. And
Brian, I got to get this straight.
Yes.
You're telling me that people that you know are working for the CDC are somehow contacting you in a threatening or harassing manner?
That's correct. That is correct. I have a feeling
that's not part of their job description.
Not that I know of. The reason why I wanted to bring this up, I actually, it had become rather routine and just sort of look the other way because there's just too much to do. We need to move on. There's the task at hand, not to get tied up with somebody that's going to harass you or malign you on the internet or whatever. But I was putting together a declaration for the FOIA court case that is, you know, dragging on to its third year now. And as I was putting together the declaration, then the harassment and the uncomfortable, intimidating correspondences and so forth then became relevant. And so I started to dig up this information, you know, both from the far past, you know, 2003 to 2005, and then some of the things that have been, you know, more recently have happened. And so I wanted to talk about that. One of the difficulties, have a sidebar here just a minute.
Yeah, we're about on a break here, Brian, and I do want to give you the time. You know, this hour is dedicated to this topic with you. Brian Hooker,
great,
PhD,
great.
Is my guest this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What if all of the studies the CDC claimed to exonerate vaccines as a cause of autism actually showed the exact opposite? That, in fact, is what Brian Hooker found through Freedom of Information Act requests about those studies that were taunted or let's say claimed to be the exonerating factor for vaccines when the opposite is true. We're going to talk about that also, the Freedom of Information Act request, what you can do to help Brian Hooker to get this information so that no other children are harmed by these dangerous medical products. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. We'll be back with Brian Hooker after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Here we go. Robert Scott Bell Show rocking on for Hill Freedom and Healing Liberty on Natural News Radio and GCN Live. And glad to have you with me. And really glad to have Brian Hooker back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. There are many archives, hundreds of hours of archives for free available through Natural News Radio, and they're linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to get more of the backstory that we won't have time to fully go into. But, Brian, before we go further into the CDC harassment issue, did I kind of encapsulate this thing that you had found that the very studies the CDC was claiming exonerated the vaccines, in fact, may have shown the opposite, that they were culpable in the cause of vaccine injury and of course, autism, which it's called sometimes.
Yes. Yes. The studies, and there are 12 of them that I've gone through, the majority of them deal with autism. The majority of them deal with the Marisol. And in each case, the best that could possibly be done when you go back and you look at statistics and you analyze the data correctly, the best that could be done would be that the study would be inconclusive. The majority of the studies that I looked at, actually, if you got the background data via the FOIA and you correctly analyze that data, the majority show that there was a strong relationship between Marisol-containing vaccines and autism and the MMR and autism and other neurological issues that the CDC, you know, continues to bury over and over and over again. And then they did come up with one study, which was, you know, the absolute worst study I've ever seen in my, you know, career. I've been doing biotech for 27 years now. You know, after, as, you know, since 1986, essentially. And, this study is the worst I've ever seen. And it basically, they cobbled it together to show that the vaccine, current vaccine schedule doesn't cause autism. And, so I've been able to refute every one of them, and show, you know, that the majority of the CDC's own data is conclusive.
Yeah, and this to me, Brian, to me is explains why they may indeed be harassing you, because you're not just like the average mom or dad out there with a vaccine injured child. You're someone who's got the credentials and the knowledge to show them up. Not that you're interested in showing them up, but you just want the facts to come out.
Right, right. And the CDC was very off putting from the very beginning. When I started to contact individuals at the CDC, the person that they originally wanted to talk me to talk to was a guy named William Thompson. He's an epidemiologist epidemiologist in the vaccination safety office. He's been there for since 2003, probably earlier. He came from Merck, from the vaccine division.
Bill Thompson, I remember that name, reading that name very frequently. He's not one that I would think would be friendly to this kind of inquiry.
No, no, and I was in a conference call with him and his colleague who's in the influenza division, CDC, a guy named David Shea. Both of these are MDs and not PhDs. They're not really trained in science, and they're not really trained in statistics, period. And so I told them what went on with my son. That I was very, very concerned because of his thimerosal-related vaccine injuries. And then Dr. Thompson's statement back to me was, my daughter received all the same thimerosal-containing vaccines as your son, and she's just fine.
Wow.
And so, you know, I was very, it took me a minute. I was taken aback. And I said, so your daughter's genotype is better than mine, so you should do a study on hers and not my son, because somehow he doesn't count.
Right,
and
right.
So I said, you know, and I called him. I said, that's eugenics. Don't you realize that's eugenics? And he didn't like that.
That sets you up on a list at that point. This Brian Hooker, don't deal with him. If you do, do not reveal anything to him, which is why you've had to go to the extraordinary lengths of not only the Freedom of Information Act request, but now suing to get them released, because they do not want this information. They've got a lot to hide, or else why wouldn't they just say, here, have them, take a look. You're a PhD.
They spent probably over, so I'd say it eclipsed $500 million just hiding information, you know, and I can show that with the records, show how they've hid things in the vaccine safety data link so it's out of the reach of the FOIA. So they've spent a tremendous amount of money trying to hide information. And consequently, I did have a few email correspondences then with Dr. Thompson. Dr. Thompson and then two of his colleagues then decided to see if they could contact the Department of Justice, because they knew that my son had a pending case in the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the program that's set up as a no-fault program. He's been in the program since 2001.
That's Brian, that's the what I call the unconstitutional kangaroo vaccine court. We're going to get into that as well. Brian Hooker is my guest this hour. We're going to go a lot further into this mess with the CDC harassing a dad who happens to be a PhD, very knowledgeable on the subject of vaccine injury. What would you like to know? We're going to cover it. We're going to do it. 866-939-BELL is the number. And you can see the links at robertscottbell.com. Back with Brian Hooker after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and a money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Gottfeld.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Gottfeld.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a prime directive here on the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Yes, yes. Yes, there is. It's to bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs. Moms and dads, you've got to become super moms and super dads to protect your kids from the dangers of government-sanctioned modern allopathic patent medicine and the vaccines, because it's hunting season on your kids right now back to school. I have a dad on the line. He's a PhD. He's a friend. He's got a lot of integrity on this issue. Love him dearly. His name, Brian Hooker. We appreciate him so much, and he's standing up against it. It's like a David and Goliath scenario here with the CDC. He's pulled out the documents through Freedom of Information Act requests that have shown that much of what the CDC claims about vaccines is absolutely the opposite. As I've said for many times, if there's a government pronouncement about anything medical, you might want to believe the opposite, and you'll find that to be closer to the truth. But Brian Hooker is on. His son was vaccine injured, and he's on a mission as well, as we are here, to bring the facts out, let the truth fall where it may, and not to be harassed for doing so, which is part of the story here, as Brian's taken on the CDC, and we need your help. We'll get to that in a moment. But Brian, again, thanks for hanging on and being with me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So I did want to continue from where we were before the break. After I talked to Bill Thompson and CDC epidemiologist, he has produced several papers. for exonerating Tamiflu as well as exonerating the MMR vaccine in terms of the autism epidemic. So Thompson didn't want to talk to me, so he went to another official. Her name is Brooke Berry. She's was the liaison for the National Immunization Program and the CDC. And what Brooke did is she contacted Department of Justice attorneys that were opposing my son in vaccine court, in the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. And so these attorneys, I do not have the original letter that my attorney received, but these attorneys, primarily the point of contact of the attorneys that oppose vaccine injured children, that would be a guy named Vincent Mabanowski and a woman by the name of Lynn Ricciardella. And they usually are the ones that correspond directly with the CDC, as what I've seen from FOIA documents. But several Department of Justice attorneys then co-authored a letter, and essentially it was a cease and desist letter telling me to stop contacting scientists from the CDC. And so they sent that letter to my son's attorney at the time, and my son's attorney then turned it over to me, and he said, look, it's within your civil rights to do whatever you want. You can contact any government official whenever you want to. And so this has no bearing on, what is occurring legally. To me, it felt like extortion, because not only do these DOJ attorneys then oppose my son, my vaccine-injured 15-year-old son, in the compensation program, but they also are the ones that decide fees, how interim fees are paid. They also are the ones that decide how my attorney gets paid. They're also the one, if we do prevail in vaccine court, that decide the amount of the award. So it felt like extortion. That if I continue to contact CDC researchers, then there would be some type of consequence. And it was very subtle. And however, it was extremely depressing or disconcerting. And later I found out that any correspondence that I have with the CDC was basically turned over directly to the Department of Justice. And so anytime that I would email anybody from the CDC, then it would go into a DOJ file for my son.
Wait a second. Department of Justice, why would they get all correspondence? I mean, are they looking at you as the criminal? You're the dad who has a child who is vaccine injured. What possibly could they be looking at in the Department of Justice in this case?
I really wish I knew that. And it's very scary to have a DOJ file that has all these particular correspondences. I'm rather blunt. And if somebody's lying to me, then I say, you're lying to me. If somebody is engaging in what I believe is criminal behavior, then I'm saying you're committing a crime. And if somebody is withholding information intentionally and deceiving the public into something else, then I'll say you're committing fraud.
So you should now get protection. Nope. You should now get protection under whistleblower statutes before they eliminate all the whistleblower statutes, because I think they're looking at you as someone who's calling them out, and they don't like to be called out.
No, they don't. They don't like to be called out. And these documents, in terms of how the CDC backdoored, their complaints to me about me to the Department of Justice, these documents just came to light in July. I just got these in July. And so all of this continued. I then started to lay low. I felt like the most effective thing that I could do to, number one, protect my family, and then, number two, be able to get the information that I needed was just to very quietly go about submitting FOIA requests and being able to submit as many FOIA requests as I could possibly submit. Essentially, you're limited to one a month. And so, me, myself, and that would be 12 if I was able to recruit friends in multiples of 12 and so forth. And so I went and submitted FOIA requests. After I'd done this, for about a year, on May 26th of 2005, about 2:30 in the afternoon Pacific time, I received an anonymous phone call on my cell phone. And, it was a woman's voice. The woman, identified herself as an official of the CDC, and, she stated that she wanted to know why I was submitting all these Freedom of Information Act requests. And I asked who she was, and she said, well, I'm not going to give you my name. And, you know, that was very scary. I was at work at the
She has to identify herself. She's a government official. She works for you. What do you mean I'm not going to give you my name?
She did not give me my name. And, mm-hmm. and she asked me repeatedly why I was submitting these requests. And I said, well, by law, it's really none of your business. It's my right to want transparency in government and demand transparency in government regardless of what I'm going to use information for. And I didn't at that point, I didn't want to talk about my son. I didn't want to talk about any children because of the threatening tone of her voice and the fact that she would not identify who she was. And so, then she, started to shout at me. And, you know, that basically, you know, she knew exactly why I was submitting these requests and indicated that, you know, I was in it for the money. And, you know, all of us parents who are in vaccine court have heard that, you know, we're just a bunch of money grubbing, you know, evil people. And, that I stood to get rich off of this. And
you know what, if I may, Brian, there's no amount of money that can make a family whole again after they've been damaged by vaccines unless that child comes back to perfect health as it was before the vaccine. So don't tell me you parents are money. This is making, you know, steam come out of my ears, Brian. This woman would make that claim. She asked you why you're doing it, and then she said, oh, I know why you're doing it. This is incredible what's going on here.
Rich off the government, right?
Right.
So,
yeah. Uh-huh.
So anyhow, I again asked her to identify herself, and she and her comment was, "Well, if you're not going to tell, if you don't have to tell me why you're submitting these FOIA requests, then I do not have to identify who I am." And at that point, I terminated the call. I just hung up.
Yeah.
You know, there's no need for pleasantries at that point. And so, and I looked at my caller ID. And got the phone number,
yep.
And then I went to the Health and Human Services phone directory on the web, and did a reverse phone lookup, and saw that it was actually a CDC official. This official, as far as I know, no longer works at the CDC. The name that popped up was Brenda Good Miller. Mm-hmm. I do not know who she is, and had never met or heard of her before. And but it said that this individual was a procurement officer for the CDC. And so at that point, then I filed a complaint. I emailed CDC's FOIA office, and then in detail within the email described what happened and asked that they stop contacting me by phone, no longer contact me by phone, only contact me by email, and to look into this matter to make sure that it didn't happen again. Okay, and I got no response. I got absolutely no response, period. You know, to this day.
This to me is rogue criminal behavior. You think about you being straight up on this? This is a government agency that, you know, should respond to the people. And in this case, they're calling you, threatening you, and then you want to know what's going on, and they don't respond at all, and they think you're the problem? The Department of Justice thinks you're the problem?
I did get another the response was basically another cease and desist letter, and it was very threatening, from a CDC attorney. Her name's Paula Coker. And that letter came in also in 2005, and it basically said that I could no longer contact CDC scientists, period, that there was only one individual, one point of contact, and then outside of that, it was the FOIA. And at that point, I was done. I just said, look, you know, this is really emotionally crashing me. I am in charge of a large, research project. You know, it was about $10 million a year at that time, and I had, you know, about 40 employees that I was managing on this project, and I had family, and so I thought, you know what, it's just time to do FOIAs.
Okay.
I can submit FOIA requests, and, you know, if I see a phone number that pops up and it has a 404 area code or a 770, those are two from the CDC, then I'll let it get a message.
Wow. Listen, this is a stunning revelation to the backstory. Brian Hooker, PhD, is with me now. If you're just tuning into the Robert Scott Bell Show, the archives are up if you've missed any of it at Natural News Radio and GCN Live. We've got links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Imagine that, you know, a government agency that, in theory anyway, is supposed to be looking out for the health and safety of the public, covering up the danger of vaccinations, a dad who basically is prompted to act based on the injury that occurs in his own son, happens to be a PhD researcher, so he can read this stuff, these peer-reviewed journal publications and articles, knows statistics, knows how they're manipulated, calls them to the carpet on these issues, proves that what they're saying is not true, not factual. And rather than, sweeping, let's self-reflect and look at this and clean out the riffraff, they circle the wagons, try to cover it up, and they attack the parent. And that's what seemingly is happening in a nutshell in this case with you, Brian. So when
that's
we come
correct.
Back, when we come back, Brian Hooker, my guest, my friend, we're going to talk about what you can do out there listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. How can we help Brian Hooker? How can we help all of the moms and dads out there who have children who have been damaged by these vaccines? We don't want this to happen to anyone else. We can't make everyone whole again that's been damaged, but darn it, we can make sure no one else is damaged. You with me? Stay with me. RobertScottBell.com. We'll be back with Brian Hooker to wrap it up after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, they'll even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Question of the day is almost redundant. Is the FDA, well, let's say it this way, is the CDC, the FDA is a given, a rogue criminal agency out of control, protecting the interests of the pharmaceutical vaccine industrial complex over the interests and the safety and the health of the people and the children? And we know the answer to that here. Brian Hooker's finding it out firsthand because of his questioning of what the CDC's put out through the Freedom of Information Act request. They don't like it. They don't like revealing it. You know, where's the openness that was promised under the Obama administration? It's no different than what it was under the Bush administration. It's gotten darker and more secretive. And eventually, of course, we know it will collapse in and of itself. But at this point, sometimes the best we can hope to do is stop this madness, stop this danger for further happening to other children. But what can we do to help Brian Hooker and other parents in this case? Well, in the show notes embedded from Brian, we have some things you can do. Brian, you want to talk about some of the things people can do?
Yes, I really appreciate the assistance. There's a lot of homework for this particular show, but I think that this is going to be extremely vital. Now that I've been fighting for documents literally since 2003, and in federal court for over 2 years, entering our third year of this case, I just want to make an appeal to the listeners and to folks that have been touched by this particular issue, that they will email and call with the CDC. I have the names of three CDC officials. The first name is Thomas Frieden. Thomas Frieden is the director of the CDC. I include his email address and his phone number. So I would like for you to email and call this gentleman. Ann Schuchat is the director of the National Center for Immunizations and Respiratory Diseases, her email address and her phone number. And then Frank Stefano, who is the director of the Vaccination Safety Office, who also does have a child with autism, who he's asked parents in the past how they chelate mercury. Very interesting.
Wow.
And I put his phone number and his email address there. I did include some verbiage that you could email to Thomas Frieden and Coffee Shoe Chat and then to Stefano. And we can't take no for an answer. These individuals, if you do talk to them or their associates on the phone, they will refer you to the FOIA office, and you say no, because we can't go to the FOIA office. We need somebody that is empowered, like Thomas Frieden, the head of the CDC, to say those documents will be sent out. And we need to be able to put the pressure on, you know, that individual especially, knowing that people know the truth about the CDC. They know the truth about the harassment. They know the truth about the cover-up. They know the truth about vaccines in general. So I would ask that you would do that, email and phone call. And then the second thing that I would ask is if you could write, actually with congressional representatives, the best thing to do, the most effective thing is the facts. They delete emails very easily. And you do ignore emails. So the best thing to do with in contacting, I would prefer contact Representative Issa. He's the chairman of the Congressional Oversight and Government Reform Committee. The best thing to do is call and fax both his D.C. office as well as his Vista, California office, and that information is given for you as well. And I have a letter. Two, that, you know, you can certainly take down and revise and so forth, that you can use for Representative Issa. We do want to thank Representative Issa because he's giving this issue at least an audience in, the hearing that was scheduled previously and his appearance at Autism One. And so, you know, but, Representative Issa, I would like to meet directly with Thomas Friedman and ask specifically for the documents that I want. And I need somebody. I don't put stock in, you know, there isn't one hero that's going to save this thing. It's going to be a grassroots movement of many, many people that just will not put up with losing their rights left and right and losing their medical rights and having the government inject poisons and toxins into their kids' bodies, into their bodies. And so I do ask this of your listeners. I appreciate it 1,000 times over. I feel like we are all on a mission from God. I mean, if I can be so bold.
You've said it well. You've said it well. Brian Hooker, we're with you. Those of you out in the audience, if you've been touched by this story and want to help out, the verbiage, the contact phone numbers, the faxes, the emails are all listed in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. You love Natural News, Natural News Radio, GCN. Stand up for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Protect those kids. Dr. Hooker, thank you so much. We'll be back with the Healing Revolution tomorrow. In the meantime, remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.